Tough loss on the road against a good football team. Didn't do the things that are necessary to win on the road. You can't turn the ball over as often as we did. The points off of turnovers, 20 points off of turnovers, very, very difficult. But our guys battled, had a chance in that fourth quarter, and then we just shot ourselves in the foot a number of times in that fourth quarter to let the game get away from us. So disappointed in a lot of ways. Tough loss for our football team. I thought for the most part we did a good job of containing him. You know, we've seen him have some big games out of the pocket. And, you know, he got out a couple times, but I thought overall we did a pretty good job of containing him.
Did Hunter just get rattled because a couple of those throws, the interceptions were just way off the mark?
And I'm not sure, I haven't talked to him about those interceptions yet. Not sure why that last throw was where it was, you know.
At this point, do you have to consider making another quarterback change going forward?
You know, we'll sit down on Monday and just talk about the things we got to do for this next opponent and what we got to do game plan-wise and talk about personnel as well. So, you know, we'll sit down and talk things through and we'll come back on Monday.
Putting Cass on there, you just feel like you had to pull Ponder at that point?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if Matt could give us a spark. See if he could help us in that situation. That was the point of it.
Simpson didn't start, but only missed one play. Did you think it's sitting him longer than one play, or why just one play?
A little bit of it had to do with the injury to Greg. I mean, that changed the dynamics of what we wanted to be able to do. So, you know, we had to adjust.
Had he been healthy, would the discipline been longer?
Sense of me hypothetically talking about that now. The decision was made, and Simp was out there after the second play. You know, the circumstances dictated this is how we had to do it.
And that's on the kick to Harvard right before the half. Did you guys know he was back there? Did you think about squibbing that at that point?
Realized he was back there. Thought we could cover the kick. You know, we didn't. They ended up with great field position and ended up scoring. It was a big sequence. Yeah, but realized that he was back there.
Anything, Coach, you can put a finger on? Christian Ponder played pretty well in the first half. He actually was on pace to have an all-time career high passer rating and then didn't look like the same guy in the second half. What changed in your estimation?
You know, we'll look at that tape and just try to see if they did anything different in that mid-third to fourth quarter and what contributed to the drop-off. You know, it's hard to say it, you know, as we sit here and talk now. So.
You know, I know you said you're not sure about the quarterback situation, but how hard of a decision is it now? It seems like you guys are back to a couple weeks ago where, you know, who knows if you start. Is that kind of how it is almost, or what?
Well, you know, we'll sit down tomorrow. We'll talk it through and figure out what we need to do as we get ready for that next opponent.
She's pretty encouraged that James will be up there on Friday. How much did that kind of change the game plan when he wakes up and can't play today?
Well, you know, we always have some Greg Jennings plays in the game plan, and he's a guy we count on, so it definitely makes a difference. But the other guys stepped up and made some plays for us in the passing game, you know, Cordero and Jerome when he was in there. Jarius obviously had a good day for us, but it makes a difference. You know, when one of the guys you count on is not able to go.
He's not 100%.
That groin was bothering him. It definitely affected him today as well. I mean, there were a couple of moments where he was so close to breaking it and just couldn't get that one key ingredient to get it going. But no, he's not 100%.
So.
Really felt like Chris going in that fourth quarter, we were in pretty good shape, you know. Needed to get another score, and the way our defense was playing, you know, keeping us in the game, and just thought we were going to get it turned. And the turnovers in the fourth game got out of whack for us. But right up until that moment, that first turnover that led to a score, I mean, we were there. And That's the way it goes.
Did the defensive line seem to be as aggressive as it was the previous week?
Well, the question was asked earlier about Russell and all that running around. We had a different rush plan this week because of what he does, you know, in the pocket and out of the pocket. So that his style of play makes you have to adjust your rush plan. And we adjusted ours. And I thought for the most part, as I said earlier, we did a pretty good job of containing him and making him a pocket passer, which is what we wanted to be able to do. But his style of play makes you alter things from a pass rush standpoint. So, all right, thank you.